Blog Talk Radio.
Eucharistic adoration, which here at Deeper Truth, we promote that a lot. And so we're getting to that time of the season, getting close, you know, very close to Advent. But before we start, I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get Representative Sutton here. See if we can get him here. See if he can. He may be doing representative stuff out there, and that's good. That's good. All right. Well, I've got Mike from New Jersey with me, and I've got Doc from Tennessee with me. I've got a little statement here, and then I'll get you all's thoughts and responses to that. President Trump has said that all these battles of the Democrats using the DOJ going after him, in reality, it is us they are after. President Trump simply stands in their way. The Socialist Communist Democrat Party are after the destruction of the Constitution of the United States of America and seek to uproot American patriotism, religious freedom, free speech. They can't stand America First policies. The real criminals are being protected by the likes of the Socialist Communist Democrat Party, who seeks to sexualize our children, push the gay agenda, and force people's goodwill to accept their agenda. Parents have become a leading opposition group who want to protect their children from these antichrist agendas. President Trump stands in their way, and they will send the powers of hell upon America to force her to yield to their demonic instruction. They have taken over the Democrat Party, the media, including Fox, and the higher places of learning, sadly to say, even some major Catholic universities. The rosary is the weapon of choice to offset the tide of evil. Pray the rosary for America and for the Catholic Church, for our young people, and for President Trump. And so that is my quick statement that I wanted to put out here, because I've been following the news here. Mike, you have any thoughts?
Well, what do we expect? What do we expect from the Democrats except more? It's all based on lies, and it's all going to come crashing down on them. The fact that Mr. Trump was impeached twice is going to come down on their heads.
Yeah, because he was innocent both times, and he's innocent now. This whole thing about January 6th and all this—you know—he gave, he authorized 20,000 troops to safeguard the White House, and it was Nancy who rejected and refused to do that. He authorized it. So why don't the, well, of course, they don't want to go after, Nancy and them, because they're the ones responsible if there's any issue. So, Doc, what do you think?
I think Nancy definitely turned down the truce because that would have kept law and order in check. They didn't want law and order in check. They control Washington, D.C. police. They control all that, and their plan was let them in. That's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. I've been inside the Capitol. The door's locked behind you. You need a card to go through them. The glass on the Capitol building is ballistic, bulletproof glass. You're not going to break it with a broom handle. You know, I mean, that whole thing, I mean, you couldn't have staged it. I swear, I thought I was watching like a Marvel's movie or something. No, this is real life. The whole thing is just a puppet show. And until we get tired of it, it's just going to continue. We got it. We basically have this, you know, when Washington gives an order, don't listen to it. Do your thing. Live your life. But when they say, oh, we got to do this, no, we don't. We're not going to do it. Because I don't believe them. I don't trust them. I don't recognize them. You know, I'm sorry. You go Fetterman over Oz. Really? And I'm not even a big Dr. Oz fan. But I can understand, you know, a certain level of intelligence, and to do that job, you have to have a certain demeanor, a certain level of intelligence. You have to be able to articulate what you're saying. And that man can't do it. He does not have the mental faculties to do the job. Now, am I getting on him saying that, you know, trying to be discouraging against people that lack mental faculties? No, but I wouldn't put them in charge of Congress or in charge of something like that. There are other jobs that they can do. You know, it's just, you know, I'm sorry, he didn't win. You know, there's nothing you can tell. You know, the fix is in. That's the only way you can say it. And a lot of people don't, you know, and I know they said that if I say that, I'm a terrorist. Well, you know, okay. You know, if that's what they say, but again, I'm not listening to what they say no how. They can call me any name they want. Right is right, wrong is wrong. You know, so.
I agree.
But,
Mike,
yeah, they don't want law and order.
No, they don't. Mike, do you think that the Republicans will stand behind Trump on this this DOJ nonsense?
That is a good question. I hope they do, because you know where it's coming. You know where it's coming from. It's coming from hate. And that is that, and why should we be surprised? Because Mr. Trump is nothing but an unpolished Ronald Reagan. He has many of the same ideas. Now, they couldn't stand Ronald Reagan the first go around. What makes you think they're going to be nice to this one?
Yeah, they're not. They're not. I don't know. To answer your question to that, Don, myself, I don't know how many of the Republicans will stand with Trump, because I have a feeling that he comes in this time. The first go around, he was a learning curve. Now he knows what he's got to do. And if by chance he happens to get in office again, a lot of the Republicans are in trouble too. You know, I think he's going to go in there, you know, cleaning house. You know, so there are a lot of rhinos. There are a lot of, you know, the party lines are split so closely that it would only take one or two people to vote against party lines to sway a vote. And I believe they do that. That's intentional. You know?
Mike, do you think that Attorney General Garland, do you think that he's acting on his own? Or do you think he's at the bidding of somebody else here?
He may be at the bidding of somebody else, but that's hard to he's probably under a lot of pressure one way or the other.
Yeah, he's under someone's control.
Somebody's pulling his strings.
Well, I mean,
I don't think he's that smart, to be perfectly honest.
No. And Trump is going to look stronger. He's going to look bigger than ever, because people are seeing what this is. It's just another attack out to try to prevent him from running, because they know that he will destroy the competition. He will, whoever, whether it's Biden. I don't think Biden is going to run again. But even Hillary Clinton, if she runs again, they keep saying, bringing up her name, that she may run. Trump will win no matter
that
who
would be
they
hilarious.
Bring up against him.
That would be hilarious if she ran.
Oh,
yeah,
by the way, Don, we forgot something.
What's that?
When you speak, we forgot your background.
Oh, well, I started off today with the...
Go ahead.
I thought you might get a kick out of that.
Well, wait a second. I got
good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening there, Representative Sutton. I tried to call you in a couple three, and I figured you were out doing.
You tried to call me about 50 times. I was driving in the car. And I was just pulling into town. I couldn't quite get to the phone to answer, you know, to get on the webcast. So I had to wait until I got home before to call in.
No, that's good. I'm glad because I figured because if you're out and about, you know, that's just like Dr. Gregory Thompson, you know, because sometimes he's out doing deeper truth stuff, and that's what you're doing too. When you're working, you know, doing your work with, you know, as a representative here in Kansas, you're doing deeper truth stuff there too. You know, so that's awesome.
Not exactly this time. I was actually taking my mother-in-law back to her house. So
that is deeper truth because you're dealing with family.
Well, there you go. In that case, yes, that's what I'm doing. My wife and her mother set about decorating for Christmas or starting the process today. So the house looks like a tornado hit Hall's department store.
Oh, wow. I asked this question. Maybe I'd like to get your thought on this, Bill, and that is, do you think that Garland, Attorney General Garland, is acting on his own, or is he a puppet on a string? What do you think?
You know, that's tough to say. I truly believe he's a puppet, but proving that and finding the puppet master, I don't know how we'd go about doing it. Everything that he does, to me, sounds like he's following orders, but I don't know whose.
You don't think it's Obama's or even Biden? I don't think Biden's
not,
I don't
certainly
think
not Biden. I mean, that guy's applesauce. He doesn't have a clue. But could it be the Biden or the Obamas? Yeah, you know, maybe. Could it be Barack? Yeah, it could be. But that kind of creates another problem, and that is that I always thought Barack was a puppet. So who really is the puppet master for the Dems?
I believe some people are pulling strings, and not all of them are politicians.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I don't know who.
I believe the politicians, believe it or not, are the tools of the puppet masters. Puppet masters, I don't even think,
tools.
Are in politics. You know?
Yeah, I think you're right. But I don't know who those people are.
Well, I know one of them's name begins with George, and there might be a Bill in there. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a Bill there. You know, Rothschild, maybe a Ming. I don't know. There might be a Ming in there.
There could be a Ming.
No, I wouldn't doubt it. No. There's a group, I mean, they're blatant with it now. They're not even hiding it. So we know there's a group. They call the shots. The politicians basically follow out their orders. And we, the people, basically moan and groan about it. And that's pretty much the way of it.
We continue to,
be a revolution.
To pretend like it matters.
Yeah. And every once in a while, there'll be a revolution to shake things up. But the people that are running it are so protected that they'll actually make the revolution make them more money.
Sure.
Even if it's coming after them, they'll come out on top. Unless they are completely exposed and cut off from their means of control.
Well, do you think that the Republicans will actually back President Trump, because you know he's innocent of this DOJ attack. And I love what Trump says. He says that they're after us, but he happens to be in their way. I like the way he voices that, because I think that there's a lot of truth, because they're going after the Constitution. That's what it's about. They're going against traditional Christianity. They're going against traditional marriage. They're going against the church. That's what I think is happening here, and Trump is in their way.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, and all the little Trumpets that are behind him. You know, the thing about Trump, he's a great man, but he's only one man. Let's say he does get in office the next time, and the margin is just like it is now. A few turncoats can change it. He won't get nothing done. He'll get some things done, but nothing that they can't undo with the stroke of a pen, apparently. You know, until we get term limits and do a flush of the puppet show we got and get representatives in Washington that truly represent the people and not the lobbyists, it's going to be the same thing. If Trump would have got cooperation when he was in office, we wouldn't have been about to be energy independent. We would have been energy independent. Okay? If they would have just worked together instead of using, 90% of what they did when he was in office was them trying to get him out of office. If they would have expended half that energy on making things right in this country would be a utopia. We wouldn't have homelessness. We wouldn't have unemployment. That can be wiped out easily if they just work together for the good of the nation instead of their wallet.
It's all about power. It's all about power.
Yeah.
And the social Democrats, they're really about socialism and communism. And so we need to stand up against that. And we need to stand up against this trans.
Don, the best way to do that is term limits, balanced budget, and a small decentralized federal government. Put the power back in the hands of the states. Let the states make the decision the way it was supposed to be.
Bill, was your wife watching you when the other night when I was playing that music for Nancy Pelosi, and you were in the background, you were there going at it? Did your wife look at you and's like, "What are you doing?"
she did ask what was going on in there. I was in a separate room, but yeah, a little bit later after the show, I came out and she said, "What was going on in there? I heard you hooping and hollering."
Yeah, my wife came up here. My wife came up here to the door up here and says, "You're way too loud." Oh, and I shared that, by the way.
Well, it sounded like you were having a good time.
I shared that with Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, and I shared it with Trump. I shared it with Greg Gutfeld. I shared it around out there, you know. Tucker.
Very nice.
I just put it out there. Yeah,
you know, Greg Gutfeld's a funny guy. Oh my gosh!
At his time slot, he's got the number one show on that time slot, from what I understand.
He does. I watch his show.
He's earned it. He's funny.
Yeah, and he's funny he doesn't have to be raunchy to do it. He's funny and.
Oh, yeah.
He basically tells the truth in an off-camp way. And that's what makes it funny.
He's got all kinds of great sarcasm in there, too, and I love that.
He tells the truth with a sarcastic tone, and makes it funny.
Exactly.
I'll share this tonight's show with Trump and everybody else. You know, Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity I'll send them out there. Send it out there because, you know, it's interesting. What we're doing here, I think there's, you know, a lot of people listen to a lot of podcasts these days. You know, and we become a source of information that I think it is interesting. And people want to hear America, and that's what we are. We are America. And we're from Kansas, and we're from New Jersey, we're from Missouri, we're from Tennessee. We're from a lot of different places out here. kind of interesting when you see it that way. In fact, we've had people from New York call us, and we have all kinds, you know, the responses. So it's just good. It's good. And so I hope that
I ever tell you about the time I got to meet Tucker Carlson?
Oh, wow.
No.
I did. I was at a conference in D.C., and we were kind of hanging out at the hotel bar. The conference hadn't started yet. It started the next day. And one of the senators in Kansas at the time, her daughter worked for Tucker. And so she came over and said, "Hey, you guys want to you know, be in the audience for the show tonight?" I'm like, "Heck yeah!" And so we went. Now, I was picturing, you know, a studio audience, you know, like you see on Price is Right The View or whatever. You know, no, the studio was probably the size of my bedroom. And,
wow.
And so we were, the five of us were sitting on folding chairs over in the corner, and having to dodge the cameraman if he swung wide, we had to get out of the way. But Tucker was an amazing individual. He had his producer, and he had the cameraman in front of him, and he had us, and he was carrying on a conversation with all three groups simultaneously. Whenever the light went out, you know, when it wasn't rolling, he was carrying on conversations with all three groups, you know, funny, fully informed on what was going on in the elections in Kansas. You know, this was when Sam Brownback had just been defeated. No, sorry. He hadn't been defeated. What had happened then? What year was this, for crying out loud? I don't remember. He remembered Brownback having difficulties, and he was talking about that and was just fully up to date on what was going on with us. And then the camera light would go on, and while he's laughing and cutting up with us, the camera light would go on, and he was instantly deadpan directly into the show again. It was amazing to watch.
Wow.
Amazing to watch. I've never seen anything like that.
Professional.
Absolutely.
He's professional. I would love
right
to meet some
tonight.
Of these people.
I'd like to hear him when he gets into a conversation or talking about something and he gives his laugh. When he does his laugh, I love that.
That's
it's
that.
Funny.
Yeah, exactly. Donna, I'll text you a couple of pictures. We had some pictures from the event.
Oh, that would be great if you could do that. I'll post them. I'll post about this show. In fact, I think that would be great. I've got pictures with Newt Gingrich, and I went to the Republican convention in Cleveland for the whole time that they were there when Trump was. You know, I was there. I was with the Alabama delegation.
Nice.
That was very cool. And so I'd love to have been able to have gone this time, but, but it is what it is. I think that we got to get Trump back in there. And all this stuff about the DOJ and Garland, I'm just so frustrated over that. And I'm hoping that the Republicans will stand behind our Trump, because, you know, Fox, they're trying to, you know, this whole thing about DeSantis, they're trying to make a fight or battle between Trump and DeSantis. And DeSantis, he's going to stay in Florida. That's where he's going to stay in Florida. And I don't expect him to run for president until 2028. That's when I expect him to do that.
Right.
And
I would love to see DeSantis and Trump. I think they would be like a dynamic duo.
That would be a duo.
Well, they're both alpha males.
Exactly. Exactly. And they both got righteous masculinity. They exude it. And the two of them together, man, I would love to see that. You know, the thing about a vice president, you never see them. You never hear from them. And they're usually, you know, they're basically insurance that if the president gets shot, we have to deal with you? No, no, we'll let the guy live. That's the way they've been. But if we had DeSantis and Trump, Trump president, DeSantis vice, or vice versa, they're both alpha males. They're both on the same page. That's a power team. A power couple, call it what you want. That would make the other side wet their pants. If the two of them teamed up, I would love to see that.
I think Kerry, Lake, I think Lake would be good because I want to keep our governors like DeSantis in Florida to have strong governors. I think that's an important aspect, especially for the local races in those states like Florida and for all these throughout.
DeSantis is definitely the safeguard of Florida. He is definitely the floodgate guard.
And
there
I
ain't
think
no doubt about that.
Since Ms. Lake didn't win, according to the what they say, that's maybe debatable, but she's not going to be the acting governor of Arizona. So I think she would be – I think if she was picked by Trump to run as his vice president, she would be a whole lot better than Pence. And she would be a whole lot better than Kamala. She'd be a whole lot better than Kamala. Would you agree with that there, Bill?
Oh, absolutely she would. She handles the media so well that, I mean, it would be tough for anyone to look as you know, presidential or in this case vice presidential as she does.
Well, I told Trump I think that he should consider her, and we'll see if he listens.
There you go.
I think Candace Owens would make a good vice president.
Yeah, well,
Candace Owens would.
Yes, she would. And also, so would the governor of South Dakota. But then again, she's the governor, and we want these good governors to hang tough in those governors, you know, where they're in those states too, because those are important for those states. And like it's important, we should have won. I wish we would have won here in Kansas, because that's another story. But you know, that's what we're all about, and that was the big news, because the DOJ is going after Trump on two issues, and on either one of those issues, Trump is going to be stronger. I believe, just like, because they got nothing. That January 6th, Nancy Pelosi, she declined. So did the governor or the mayor of Washington, D.C. They both declined of more troops to safeguard. They wanted to just use the police there. The police.
That they control.
You know, exactly.
That they could tell stand down or do something like that.
And Trump authorized 20,000 troops.
Yeah, but
and
you see, Nancy Pelosi couldn't control those troops. If they would have sent in troops and Nancy would have said, stand down, let them come in, they would have said no. But because they could control the police, Nancy says, stand down, let them in, and we'll go, because it's all part of our plan. Oh, okay, let them in. You know? You notice how absolutely nobody important was in that building? Nobody important
out
at all.
There.
Uh-huh.
The police out there was allowing people to go in. They were in
motion
them to go
but
in.
Inside the Capitol building of the United States on November 6th, during the ratification of the election, and there's nobody in the Capitol building? Really? I mean, come on. This thing was planned, staged, coordinated, you know, and better than a live Broadway show. And the thing is, people are asking questions, and if you ask the question, you're a terrorist. You know, does that sound like a free America? Does that sound like the America
you
want?
The guard that shot and killed the one individual, the only person that was killed, the guard that did that, as far as I'm concerned, he should be tried for murder. I was a guard.
And he's walking around free. He's walking around free, and all those other people that would just happen to be there are in jail without a trial, mind you. Habeas corpus has not been carried out. Their civil rights have all been violated. And every one of them
will
be awarded monetarily for this violation. You take it out of the ill-gotten gain that Nancy Pelosi got.
Well, Representative Sutton, I will tell you that the training that I went through, that same training that they should have gone through, that you do not fire a weapon. That would be the last thing you do unless there is a threat where someone, you know,
exactly.
I mean, you know, a gun. There was no such a threat.
Completely unarmed. Mm-hmm.
Yep. What do you
completely
expect?
Unarmed.
What do you expect what do you expect from Democrats when they can't even get the Trinity right?
Father of light, Spirit of love, fall afresh upon the Mother of wisdom, Father.
I'll tell you where this came from.
Spirit of love, fall afresh upon the hearts and the minds of our world.
That was the invocation at the 1988 Texas State Democrat Convention. You notice the Trinity? It wasn't the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, was it?
No.
Well, but that's what that's the biggest thing about this week, and it's really frustrating. And this Garland, obviously, it's political. That's all it is, because they know that Trump is innocent of any of this. He didn't have anything. He didn't cause. In fact, if you listen to the speech, I had a coworker that was wanting to debate me with that, and then I went back and I just showed him exactly the speech that Trump gave, and he said to go to the Capitol building, and be patriotic, stay. He didn't cause any kind of riot. On the contrary. But what was the people doing? Why was people upset? Because they recognized that the race was being stolen. And that you look at what Senator Ted Cruz and Holly from Missouri, they wanted to have these dual electors sent back to those states that had dual electors to send back, give them 10 days, and have them come back with the actual electors to be counted. But Pence, he didn't have any backbone. He had no backbone. He had the authority to do that, but he didn't do it. So he is a traitor as far as I'm concerned. And all the what has happened with Afghanistan and with what's going on in the Ukraine, Pence is just as – because anybody who allowed – take place, what's happening because of Biden, all of that, Pence is responsible as well. Because if Pence would have allowed these electors to go back to those states, because you know that the electors are appointed by the state legislature, not no governor, judge, and those should not have counted. And so Pence, he counted electors that should not have been counted, that were not according to the Constitution. And that's what it's all going back to. It's the attack on the Constitution because they want to take away the freedom of speech. They want to take away the freedom of religion because they're pushing this gay agenda. This trans, all of this, they want to what is a family, and so they're going after the church. And so that's why the church needs to step up and stand strong, not yield. So what do you think about that, Bill?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking that, you know, you're talking about the various agendas they're pushing, and while you're not wrong, obviously, you know, you're telling the truth on that, but I don't think that's the end-all goal. The end goal, in my opinion, is to break down the family. And they've been working on this for a very, very long time, since the Great Society, maybe before.
70 years by my reckoning. Yeah, my evidence goes back 70 years they've been doing that.
If we go back to Tom Dewey, you could even say 100 years. I think it's really just come out in the foreground in the last 50 anyway, where the destruction of the family is the ideal. They don't want, you know, I think it's transparent as can be when they coined the term toxic masculinity. They don't want masculinity.
Yeah. They don't.
Because the masculine mind will stand up against the tyrant.
Yep.
And they don't want any of that in the herd.
Yeah, what they did was you had the nuclear bomb go off in the church, and they removed all forms of masculinity from the mass, from the training of the priests, from all of it. They removed it from the wedding, from all the sacraments. They removed masculinity. And then we had the sexual revolution, and that removed the father from the home. Okay? And then we had the civil rights movement, which literally destroyed the African-American family. Before the civil rights movement, the father in the home in the African-American family was in roughly in the 90-92%. After the civil rights movement, the father in the home dropped to 40%, and it's never recovered. Women actually, they make money from the state for having babies without a father in the home. And it's promoted, get rid of the father, get him out. And then Roe v. Wade took control of our seed away from us. Men lost the sexual revolution or the sex war. And the thing is, the sexes were never at war. We complement each other. We don't fight each other. And that whole sexual war was part of the plan to divide us. And you have seven generations of males being raised by bitter women. And now you wonder why they dress up like women and want to be women. You know, so apparent. We need to recognize this, bring righteous masculinity back to the church and back to the home. When we hear somebody talking about being a baby daddy, we need to shun them. We need to tell them that's the area of their way. They don't need to be a baby daddy. They need to be a father. They need to step up. The men, all of this is men's fault. We need to step up.
That's the only way I know how to be men and to be men. And that's all I've ever been as far as the military and the whole thing about standing up for Christ. Go ahead there, Mike.
You know, this what we're discussing brings a different, new meaning to this statement by Hillary Clinton. Remember this?
All the laws we've passed don't count for much if they're not enforced. Rights have to exist in practice, not just on paper. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will, and deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
Well, that looks
specific, no longer is sin.
And people applauded that. You know?
Yeah.
And the way they do that is the first part makes sense. I agree with everything she said right up to the end. Laws have to be enforced. Yeah, I agree with you completely. And the government needs to back the laws.
That's right. The government
needs to follow the laws. But then right at the end, they slip that little jab in there. And you're like, what? Wait a minute. And because nobody says, hey, stop right there, they take that as permission to move forward with it.
Now,
only righteous masculinity will stand up to that.
Bill, as far as Kansas, you know, what do you think it's going to look like there in the legislature there in Kansas now? What do you think? Do you think you're going to have some support and teamwork up there?
I think so. I met with one of the candidates for majority leader today. I'm one of the candidates for pro tem, and we have some ideas that we didn't really, in my opinion, over the last couple of years, do a good job of communicating with the caucus, getting everyone on the same page, explaining what we were doing as well as how and why. And so that's something that I think we're going to focus on a whole lot more this year, is keeping the unity of the team intact. And I think we're going to be pretty successful at that. We lost in the election. We lost one seat. So I mean, we came out just fine. We still have an 85 seat, 85 to 40 in the House. So we have a supermajority. If we can maintain cohesion, then we're gonna be able to do pretty much, I won't say whatever we want, but we'll be able to move the ball, and that's really the best you can hope for as a legislator. You know, not every pass is a touchdown, but every play you want to move the ball.
Yeah, Dan. Now, do you think that most of them will be supportive of Trump, or would be backing him against this whole thing about DOJ? Or do you think that most people in Kansas?
I don't know. You know, that one is tough to say, and here's why. So many people who support Trump are going to be absolutely silent about their support for Trump. They've been vilified. Yeah, they've been vilified by the mainstream media, by the popular culture. So I'm not convinced that they have necessarily changed their opinions. I just think they're going to be pretty quiet and keep those opinions to themselves until they get to the ballot
box.
But
let me ask you, do you think, Bill, do you think that I've been pretty silent?
Yeah. Okay, you know, when you said that, Bill, I had to chuckle.
Statement.
I would love to have a sit down with some of the mainstream media folks. I'll give them a good show, I promise, because I ain't gonna be quiet about it,
Well, I was discussing this one today too, our relationship with the media, and while I certainly think that media ownership is most certainly in the pocket of the Democrat Party, I'm not convinced that all reporters are, and I think that we've kind of created a self-fulfilling prophecy, at least on the local level here in Kansas, by not trusting the reporters because of who they work for. And
Go ahead.
They're reporting what they're being told, and we're not talking to them. So there's only one voice in those columns. And then we say, oh, look, you're so biased. Well, yes, but we kind of created that ourselves. We need to be more, we as legislators, and Susan and I were talking about that today, that we need to be in the face of the reporters. We need to be having an open relationship and an open dialogue. Then we can find out. Maybe they really are. Maybe each and every individual reporter is biased. But maybe they're not. Maybe they're only getting half the story to begin with.
I called the news there in Overland Park, and I told them what I was doing. But they didn't seem, I guess they – but, I still get people that at you know, the Price Choppers, or, you know, somebody will see me and say, oh, you're the guy that, you're the flag guy. So a lot
of
people think, people know me as the flag guy or see me as the flag guy because I'm recognizable. But as far as the media goes, I mean, I've gone to the newspaper here in town, and, you know, there in Copper's Cove, I was writing letters, I was writing articles for the newspaper there. I came up here, and they ain't got nothing like that. Oh, man, I thought, oh, man, because but we don't have anything here, you know,
right.
As far as news go. I mean,
Representative Sutton, what you were talking about with the reporters a second ago, I was kind of thinking a lot of times, because I've talked to reporters before on several different stories, and one, they'll cut it for time, but two, they'll get told, they'll bring in a story, and their editor or their higher-ups, the ones that are controlling them, we'll just not air that story. You know, we're not going to show that because we can't tell the people that. So,
right. See, and I think that will be a great opportunity too, because I've considered that. Maybe it's their editorial department telling them, or maybe it's their managers. My thought on that is that could be a really good opportunity for us as the reporter starts seeing, wait, my story didn't get aired. Why is that?
When they had that Black Lives Matter, you remember when they had the Black Lives Matter march here in Gardner? I was the only real media out there. I was the only one. I did a number of articles on it, on the march that the Black Lives Matter had. I interviewed people out there, and I also did a number of radio shows on that. I don't know if you remember any of those, Mike, but I did. There was nothing. And I sent my stuff out all over the place that I did, but there was nothing.
There's another group of reporters you're not considering, and they don't work for NBC, ABC, CBS, or any of the others. They're freelancers, and they submit stories, and they're told in advance what will be aired and what will not, and they only pay the freelancer for what is aired. Not what he submits.
Well,
so if he submits a conservative story and it doesn't get aired, that affects his paycheck.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we go for the liberal stuff. But there's one thing we're kind of overlooking. There's also another group, and that is everyday individuals and social media, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, now granted, Facebook is about as far to one side as possible, and they censor everything. But now Twitter, we have a voice, and there are other social media things. This blog, for one, this radio show, for one, so people can get an unbiased, unscripted opinion of what's going on. And when we report it, and they're like, well, why didn't my news media report that? Then they start losing their precious ratings. Nobody's watching them. Now people are losing money. Guess what? We just affected a change.
Well, you know,
here
you go. Ferguson, I was at Ferguson. I've been to the southern border. I've been all over. Underground. I've been all over the place. People would, you know, I'm just one guy though, and I don't get paid for it. But at the same time, we are Deeper Truth, and so we do have a good wide following. We do, and it's a worldwide podcast that we got, and I put this out all over the place. So I'm glad that you did say that though, Doc, because here at Deeper Truth, we do put this out. And President Trump, he loves what we do here. He does.
I would love for him to call me. I really would.
You got to realize how busy he is.
Oh, I know, but I would love for him to call me. Oh, man. I just to talk to him for a few minutes. Oh, man, that would be a blast. I think I make him laugh. I think I can make Donald Trump laugh. Huh?
I can visualize how that conversation would go. Hold on.
Oh, I bet you I'd have him roaring.
Oh man. Well, Doc, this is President Trump.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really, huh? Oh, man.
I can hear that conversation going downhill quick.
No. Seriously, I wouldn't have talked to him.
I think President Trump is a leader. I can say this about Trump.
The one thing I know about him for sure, my wife's cousin, somebody in her family got married, and they were working for Donald Trump. Okay, they were one of his employees, and they were getting married. And Donald gave him like a $300,000 wedding budget.
Holy
it was amazing.
Cow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the one thing I know about Donald. Hey, man, if you got the money, spend it. You know, God love you. You know, but, I would love to just, you know, hell, go out and have a beer with the man. That would be great.
Yeah, I would like
he
that.
He don't drink. He don't drink. He doesn't drink beer. He doesn't drink alcohol.
Me neither, actually.
Not
I had never. To give it up. I'm actually now I'm drinking tea, but, you know, I would drink a beer with him if he wanted one.
He doesn't drink beer.
That's right.
He doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't.
Yeah. And he doesn't sleep from what I hear.
No, he doesn't. I don't think he sleeps either.
I mean, he's up at 4 in the morning and he goes to bed after midnight. I did that for a little while when I was working. That's a hard life. Ooh.
That is rough.
But he loves it.
All right. Well, guys, we got about 2 or 3 minutes. Representative Sutton, do you have any thoughts to end this show tonight? Whoops. Yeah. Whoa.
Oh.
Representative Sutton.
Oh,
yeah,
you muted me for my final thoughts. I see how you are.
No. We only got a couple of minutes. That's why. But do you have any final thoughts? Anything that you think is going to happen as a result of the DOJ, what do you think is to expect for next week?
Look, I don't know what's going to happen in the near future. I know what has to happen in the long term, and that is, if you have a 3-letter name, you need to be fired. We need to start over with our deep state as it is, and we need to get new folks in there who are not bought and paid for, who are not fighting a political agenda. And that's really, if we're going to move forward, that's what we've got to do. Otherwise, we're going to be mired down with this stupid crap forever.
Well, I wanted to encourage President Trump because, this is sickening. This is sickening.
It's stupid and it's transparent.
Yeah, and I mean, it gets old. It gets old, and the way they go after his family, his sons, I mean, that's just, and so that, as far as I'm concerned, I think they should be. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Biden family, they're the crime family, and they're the ones that need to have investigations done on them. Oh,
and
gosh.
From what I'm understanding, the House is going to be doing exactly that.
Yes. Yes. Finally.
Yeah.
And so maybe that'll be something over this next week. We'll hear more.
And maybe Facebook will be able to stop calling the Hunter Biden laptop story disinformation now.
Yeah, exactly.
That was ridiculous.
Maybe that was ridiculous. So, man,
you know,
we've only got a few seconds.
It's really disturbing when the conspiracy theorists turn out to be the ones that are right.
Yeah. Well, I just want to encourage people out here to pray for America, to pray for our country. We are in desperate need for it. To pray the rosary, Eucharistic adoration. I led off tonight with the song, "O Come All Ye Faithful." That's a perfect Eucharistic adoration song. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore him. And we need to adore him now. And we need to lift him up now. Pray for this country. And pray for President Trump. Pray for our military. And pray for America interest around the world, because it's not a safe, it's not a safe world out there right now.
Not at all.
I want to, and so Representative Sutton, thank you so much. Thank you so much, my brother. And thank you, Mike. And thank you, Doc. And, you know, pray for America. So last word you got there, Representative Sutton.
Nope, you got it covered perfectly.
Lead us with a Hail Mary real quick, and we'll end it with a Hail Mary.
That sounds fantastic to me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. And President Trump, like I told you before, if I had you for 3 days, you'd be Catholic.
He's on his way.
He is on his way. And I have an inside straight there, because his wife is already Catholic. So that's that. I got an inside straight on that. So we love you.
We get them all eventually.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And so I love you guys. You all have a good night.
Yep.
And we will
you
see
do the
you.
Same.
And I think I'm going to end this with a song, because we were talking about masculinity. Because this is, you know, this one here makes me just want to come out, go outside, even though it's zero weather out there. And rip off my shirt. So I guess you kind of get an idea what I'm going to be playing here. Here it goes. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. I am